your word.
Hi, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I would like to do a commentary on that day 78. At the top of the page, it reads from Psalm 119, verses 12 through 16. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes, as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. I had underlined in that passage, praise be to you, O Lord. There's a song that says, I was made to praise you. And I realize more and more as I grow as a Christian that this is true. And it is a wonderful thing to praise the Lord. It is an energizing thing to praise the Lord. And I realize that it is a very wise thing to praise the Lord. There are times when I am at a loss. I don't know what is going to happen next. I have been crying out to the Lord, please, please, please help me, and it doesn't seem like anything is happening. And once I turn my prayer around to a praise, then things start moving in my life. And so I have learned that when I have just been doing a lot of crying and crying to the Lord, that when I start praying, the next time to start praying with praises. You know, I praise you, Father. I just praise you that you're going to help me and you're going to bring this all about. I'm just thanking you, Lord, thanking you. And when I start praying in that way, my whole demeanor changes. Everything happens. I stand straighter. I feel more confident and things start happening. And so it's wonderful that the psalmist writes, praise be to you, O Lord. And then he goes on and he says, teach me your decrees. And I have learned that the Holy Spirit is the ultimate teacher. And that at the moment that I accepted Jesus as my Savior, the Holy Spirit came to live inside of me. And this is the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised right before he went to the cross. In John 14:26, Jesus said to those who gathered, he said, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. And these phone meetings are always kind of funny because I don't always know who's on the line and when the people are just quiet and listening. And that's fine. That's very, very wonderful. But I have been convicted that I need to keep reminding people about the good news of Jesus Christ. And as I was thinking about that this morning, there were six letters that came to my mind, and I wanted to share that with you. And the six letters are S-S-C-C-S-S. I'll repeat that, S-S-C-C-S-S. And I wanted to tell you how that relates to becoming saved. When I did not know Jesus as Lord, what had to happen first is that the first two letters, S-S, I had to get to the point of realizing that I was not only a sinner, but I was sick and tired of my sins. And so I was a sick sinner. I was tired of, you know, trying to clean up my act and still doing the same stuff over and over again. And so I didn't realize that I was making the beginning steps of becoming a born-again Christian, because being sick of my sin is an important part of moving to accept the gift of salvation. The second part of those groups, letter CC, reminds me of Christ and also the cross. Christ meaning the Messiah. In the Old Testament, the first book is called Genesis. And in Genesis, the reader can learn about the beginning of the world and how sin came into the world through Adam. And but even though Adam and Eve had to be banished from their place of worship, a Messiah was promised. And even through the times before Jesus came, because he is the Messiah, the prophets foretold about him. And the neat thing about reading the Bible and studying it is the amazement of seeing the accuracy of prophecy and how it points so directly to the Lord Jesus. And so Jesus is the Christ. He is the Messiah. And he died on the cross for my sin. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And again, I can look in the Old Testament and see that this is true, that whenever the nation of Israel had a sin and they needed to banish that sin, they had lambs and goats and other animals that they sacrificed as forgiveness. And so I had to come to that understanding that Jesus was the Messiah who died on the cross willingly because he wanted my sins to be taken away. And the other two S's, S and S, stands for sincerely and Savior. That I, at some point, had to sincerely ask Jesus to be my Savior. That I had to say to him, it had to be a moment in time when I said, Lord, please, you know, save me, Jesus. Please save me. You know, you be my Savior. I'll follow you no matter what. And at that moment, the Holy Spirit was placed inside of me. And as I have gone in the years, I have seen how that was so true and how he kept leading me. And he continues to lead me and teach me. So if there's someone who is listening and they have never made that commitment to Jesus, remember that S-S-C-C-S-S. Just ask the Lord to put words in your mouth how to pray to him. And you just say, Jesus, you know, I know that I'm a sinner. And I ask that, you know, and I really want to be forgiven of my sin. I'm tired of being a sinner. And I ask you, Lord, please, I know that you are the Messiah. You died on the cross for my sin. And I really sincerely ask you to be my Savior. And if you do that with all sincerity, I'm telling you, your name is written in heaven. You have crossed over from death to life. And, in that, going back to that passage at the top of page 237, the psalmist writes, with my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I love it that I have been taught, again, by the Spirit, about the importance of hiding the word of the Lord in my heart so that I do not sin against him. And that is why Bible study, Bible reading, Bible memorizing, and Bible planning and using it as a blueprint for my life, why it is so important. It keeps me walking in the right direction. It keeps me walking with the Spirit. That verse says, I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. It took a while for me to get to the point of rejoicing in the word of the Lord. The biggest thing was that in the beginning I still had trouble sometimes, lots of times, understanding it. But as I grew again, one of the Bible teachers that used to help me a lot was on the radio, and although he has gone to be with the Lord, his tapes are still on the radio. His name is J. Vernon McGee. And I learned a lot from his teaching. And one of the things he used to say, he said, don't let what you don't know stand in the way of what you do know. And he went to illustrate that one time. He said, reading the Bible, he says, is a lot like eating a meal of fish. He says, sometimes when you eat fresh fish, you come across a bone. And he says that when you come across a bone, what you do when you're eating is that you take the bone and you put it off to the side, and then you go on enjoying your meal. And he says the same is true about Bible study, that at times you come across things that are confusing and make no sense to you, or that you don't understand it. He says learn to just put it aside and go on feasting on what you do understand. And that was very good advice, and that's the advice that I pass on to you, because it certainly has worked for me over the years. That I just continue to delve into the Word of the Lord, and it does, it has become a means of rejoicing for me. In the Bible, one of the things it says about any discipline, it says no discipline is pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by that. And that's in Hebrews. And that is what I find, that it is a way to rejoice now. And the last part of the passage says, I will not neglect your word. There is someone on these meetings who speaks about Bible before breakfast, and I like that little coinage, that phrase, Bible before breakfast, because I have found that that has worked for me over the years. I've shared how I had such a hard time reading the Word of God. I would forget it. By the end of the night, I would have all these good intentions, but I just didn't get it done. And it wasn't until I started giving the Lord my first fruits, even before I would eat my abstinent breakfast, I began reading the Word, and that has continued over the years, and it continues to just strengthen me. In the reading, where it says, a pleasant endeavor, it says, my first days of abstinence were not pleasant. I kept feeling sad and depressed because my food had changed. And I have learned again that when I am overeating, and by the grace of God, I am not overeating today, and I haven't been for many years, and I'm grateful for that, that my feelings lie a lot. They lie a lot. As long as I'm overeating, they tell me lots of lies. And when I think about it, that my overeating is so tied into evil, in the evil one, is no surprise, because the evil one, as Jesus has said, that the evil one is the father of all lies. So of course, the voices would tell me about my abstinence, that that it was a pain, and oh, poor little me, And I am one of the people who would teach me about my physical abstinence. They would use that phrase about positive pitches about abstinence, and that at the meeting that I was, as a new person, I was not even allowed to speak negatively about the food, and about the food plan that they were teaching me. And I find that that's very wise advice, that not to cry about what I have to learn in order to grow to be a better servant for the Lord. And that means some, you know, if I go through my day, God knows everything that happens to me in a day. So my complaining does not show any maturity. It says this in Philippians 2:14 through 16. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation where you shine like stars of the universe as you hold out the word of life. And so now that I have crossed over from death to life, I am a soldier for the Lord. And he knows what I can take and what I need help in. And so I pray to just continue to grow strong by the reading of his word. It says that in the last part, it says, I am being trained and equipped by his every word. And that brings me joy.